there's really three areas where a person has to be aware of when we're talking about the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. There are actions a person does to give honor to the parent, to take care of the parent, help assist the parent, etc., which is the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Kibud is to the more says is machiloi mashkeyu, to give him to eat, to drink, assist him, etc. These are positive actions a person is doing to give kavod to the parents. There is the mitzvah of yira, which is a person has to take steps not to, in some way, to cause pain to the parent, not some way to disagree with the parent, some way it's having a certain awe and respect for the parent in such a way that you wouldn't want to do something against their will. That's the mitzvah of yira. Then there's an issue of bizoyan. The person is actually being mevaza, actively being mevaza the parent. There's a klal in the Torah of orer makla aviv imoy. The person is makla aviv imoy. He gets a klal. Makla means he holds his parents light, and he disgraces them. So a person would go and act of being mevaza. We know there's a lach of mechila. Mechila works for kibud. The parent says, you don't have to do this for me. For yira, to some extent, there is a din of that it works. Mechila also works. That the parent says X, and you know, the son wants to disagree. The son is allowed to disagree. But to be mevaza parents, that is usur. There's no mechila where it works for that. There's no mechila does not work for actively being mevaza and insulting or disgracing, degrading a parent in some way. So a person should be aware of that issue. So the more sense of fascinating, we have examples, just an example of how halacha looks at something, and which is the opposite of the way most people think. The case of an halacha talks about a parent getting upset at a child and taking something from the child and throwing it out. So the halacha is that the child cannot yell at the parent, cannot do something which would be insulting to the parent to stop him. He's allowed to try and stop him before he does it. He cannot be angry at the parent at all. He can take the person to Bezdin. The parents of Bezdin. Most of them say, I take my father to court, to chas v'shalom, but I would yell at him, which is the exact opposite of the halacha. The halacha is you're not allowed to yell at him, you're not allowed to be angry at him. You're not allowed to show any anger at him, but you could take him to court. So that's how the halacha looks at this relationship, that the person cannot yell at a parent. The person cannot, in some way, which is not showing the proper awe and respect to a parent. That's why the Gemara says that Abaya said that one of the most difficult mitzvahs in the Torah to be mekayim is kibud av v'em, because it's very challenging for a child to do that properly. The parent does something which the child gets upset about, so he wants to respond with anger, but the halacha says you cannot do that. Obviously, if it's something which is going to be a bizoyin to the parent, even the parent's moichel, it wouldn't work. So if a child would say something to the parent which is blatantly disrespectful, there's no way to have a heter for that. So eventually we'll talk about some of the I just want to point that out, that's an important halacha people should be aware of. We'll talk about some of the actions what a person should be doing and some of the elements of yira in the next few days. Okay, have a good morning.